This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 cases in the United States reached a pandemic record this week of 265,000 plus cases a day on average. It should be noted deaths and hospitalizations are not keeping pace. A jury found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty on 5 of 6 counts related to her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of minor girls. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
A unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein.
Maxwell attorney Bobby Sternheim, after the verdict was read Wednesday evening.
We finally believe in Ghislaine's innocence. Obviously, we are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started working on the appeal, and we are confident that she will be vindicated.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
President Biden will take a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin this afternoon, Eastern Time, to discuss a range of topics, including upcoming diplomatic engagements with Russia. The call was requested by Putin, and according to an administration official, Biden accepted because, quote, he believes when it comes to Russia, there is no substitute for a direct leader-leader dialogue, end quote. More details are coming out with regards to the multi-location murder spree in Denver, Colorado earlier this week.
A Denver police spokesman said the writings are part of the investigation into what led 47-year-old Lyndon James McLeod to carry out the Monday shootings. Authorities believe McLeod wrote fictional books self-published online that named some of his real-life victims and described similar attacks. Police say McLeod knew most of the people he shot through business or personal relationships, and they're still investigating the motive. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In a video released to social media, U.S. Attorney Damian Williams of the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, responded to the Ghislaine Maxwell guilty verdict.
A unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein. The road to justice has been far too long, but today, justice has been done. I want to commend the bravery of the girls, now grown women, who stepped out of the shadows and into the courtroom. Their courage and willingness to face their abuser made today's result and this case possible. I also want to thank the career prosecutors of the Southern District of New York, who embrace the victim's quest for justice and have worked tirelessly day in and day out to ensure that Maxwell was held accountable for her crimes. This office will always stand with victims, will always follow the facts wherever they lead, and will always fight to ensure that no one, no matter how powerful or well-connected, is above the law.
Millions of homes across the world last night were saddened as one of the world's most popular online games went offline for several hours. Fortnite, with more than 350 million players worldwide, was offline for several hours thanks to an unknown glitch. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I'll tell you, you've got to appreciate what's happening in our country today and in the culture. I mean, if you step back just a minute, you know, just kind of get above it, about 30,000 feet, and observe what's going on. I mean, the ridiculous lawlessness that has occurred from progressives that thought they knew a better way. It's like, well, let's try something theoretical, like, you know, some discussion out of a coffee clutch at a university. And there was nobody there to counter the idea, to say that's absurd, you know, get rid of police and somehow think that that's going to solve the problem. I mean, it is amazing. There's the nature of law and the lawmaker that puts things into place. They're like guard bumpers. And if you want to take those guard bumpers off and be absurd, then you might as well violate gravity. Let's get everybody on the roof. Let's jump off and see if gravity really does work. Horace Cooper, the 21 co-chair and recognized legal commentator, former constitutional law professor, is with us right now. Horace said, don't you love, I mean, just observing this, I mean, this is really a real teaching moment for people who understand reason and logic.
First, let me say Merry Christmas. I think we're in a point where the American people are going to have to take control of their lives. The very country that our founders gave us was that citizens were going to be responsible for the lion's share of the decisions that are made about them and their families. When de Tocqueville came in the 19th century, one of the things he marveled about was in America, people have organizations that they volunteer in. The church plays such an important role. And now, what we have in the 21st century is a push by leftists.
Mm-hmm.
To say, let's throw all of that out the window, and government can do it all for you. The American people are getting a chance to watch and contrast.
Right.
And yes, just using reason and logic, they can see that the foundational principles on which America is based on, those work. This untested, this demonstrably failing technique of Washington control does not.
Mm-hmm.
And as we head into the new year, my expectation is more and more Americans are coming to the resolution that our founders had it right, and it's the progressives who have it wrong.
You know, this is really a battle of our gods, really, Horace, when you think about it. I mean, this is really a spiritual issue at its very face, because, you know, the laws, you know, that were even created or subsequently created for the betterment of society were based on Judeo-Christian principles and the Bible. I mean, let's get down to it. I mean, you know it as a constitutional law professor. You understand the underbelly of all that is legal and right and fair for humanity. And what happens is progressives, in a sense, have said, look, forget your God.
You know, the government's your God. We can take it from here. You know, what arrogance. And here in such a short order of time, you know, and thank God we're seeing this so quickly. In less than a year, we're seeing this unravel right before everybody's eyes. And meanwhile, I mean, they're so determined. You know, they just tell us, you know, who are you going to believe, Horace? Are you going to believe your lying eyes, or are you going to believe us?
You know, government as God is a cruel God. Mm-hmm. Government as God is an uncaring God. Government as God punishes even those that cooperate. Government as God has no demonstrable evidence of loving its followers. And
yes,
yet, not unlike the Babylonian worshipers that were required to take their unborn, or newborn, not unborn, mm-hmm. newborn, and sacrifice them in a burning pit, all kinds of wickedness is done in the name of the modern government that calls itself God. You cannot expect, you cannot assume that all of your needs, all of your desires, even all of your dreams could ever be met by the government that is, that calls itself or purports to be the God of our universe, of our lives. We have one. He managed to create an entire universe. He has set up certain precepts for how we should operate. And even he, the most powerful being on the planet, does not say, I will punish you for your failure to worship me. I want you to desire to worship me. Mm-hmm. This displaced God, this alternative God, absolutely wants to punish you for your
exactly.
failure to bow down and worship.
Mm-hmm.
We have had, right now, an opportunity to see this contrast. It's no coincidence to me, it's no coincidence, that when it comes to the vaccine mandate, that so many instances, they are not allowing you to have a faith-based exemption.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You will comply because there is only one true church in the minds of these progressives. It is no coincidence that we have a Supreme Court case where we're going to provide educational assistance, but not if you want people to be raised in the tried and true understanding and ethics of the Judeo-Christian tradition. It's no, and I'm going to close on this, it's no coincidence that Build Back Better, which promises to meet every single need, and in particular the child care need, as long as you're not interested in ensuring that your children grow up to be healthy, functional, and yes, moral adults. Build Back Better says no way to that.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Very well said, Horace. And the other thing, I want to go back and rewind for just a little bit and look at how punishing this God government is. I mean, they will throw you into solitary confinement until you change your evil ways that they've determined to be evil. Whether, you know, it's the social oligarchs, the social media oligarchs that do so, or the reigning political power. I mean, this is where we are. And the interesting thing about some of these, I believe that God has put into place, and this is just my observation, Horace, certain built-in laws and boundaries that when we violate, much like the law of gravity, you know, you go defy the law of gravity, you're going to feel the consequence of it. See, right now we're feeling the natural consequence when you disobey God and you become lawless. Now you got smashing and grabbing that's taking place, all that is going on, and the infection that is coming into communities that are allowing this to happen. And look where it's going. Well, look where it's happening. It's interesting that it seems to be consistently in those cities that are run by progressives and those that say that we are your God.
Be not a man deceived. Whatsoever he reaps, therefore he shall sow.
Yeah. And the sowing goes rather deep. It's not just the people who are smashing, grabbing. It's the people who have set this up, the people who will sell those goods, those illegal gotten goods, and the people that buy them. And the infection will go deeper than expected. It's not just finding a cheap present for Christmas. Psychologically, the damage is so extensive that they're not even addressing this, Horace. And this is what's really scary about this, is that this is much more far-reaching than people realize. We've got more from Horace after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
We'll be right back.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here with Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair. Horace, Merry Christmas to you. And I hope our audience, my prayer is that they can appreciate us waxing philosophical here. And we're getting into deep waters in talking about the consequences of a lawless society that's being manifest. And we're seeing, you know, as you said, we will reap what we sow. Well, look at what's happening in our educational system. What are we sowing out of this? You know, what's happening in marriages today? How are the marriages today? Are they, would you say that they're robust and healthy? Families, you know, what's happening here? You know, we got suicides, you know, on the increase. All this as a result of this lawlessness and the abandonment of foundational principles, which are, you know, I tell you, I so respect our early founding fathers, and it goes all the way back to the Pilgrims that said, you know, they started with their prayer. God, can you give us a land where we could worship you freely? Could we possibly have that? And God answered that prayer. They come to America. 100 so years later, we have the founding fathers, Jefferson and Adams, Madison, you know, coming together, these modern, incredible influencers and thought leaders of the time that took on the responsibility of saying, if we're going to create a nation, a country, a constitution, you know, what are we going to be based on? And what it all came down to, as you and I were talking about off air, they said, this is designed, you know, it's designed for a people of moral character and a foundation. If you don't have moral and ethical character, this constitution is not for you. And the thing is that that echoes in my ears. At the same time, I hear echoes from the other side to say, well, the Constitution is not so relevant today.
Well, there's no doubt that the framework that our founders wanted to create for us was a government that recognized that man was fallen and that the best way to create a space for success with government was to have the pushback of the varying parts of the government, the legislature, the executive, the judiciary, and even federalism. All of these things work not because a humankind will always do the right thing. They work because they understood that humans won't. Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to reflect again on these universal laws. Gravity isn't around to punish you. If, in fact, you jump off of a four-story building, there's going to be significant pain, if not death, not because you're bad, but that's a consequence of violating the law of gravity. Every human being needs oxygen to survive. Without it, it's not because, oh, I just hate you, I want to punish you. This is the way we were designed. The moral order is the same way. When the Apostle Paul refers to this, when he says, don't be deceived, God will not be mocked, whatsoever a man reaps, therefore he shall sow, that is just a recognition of the reality. We are watching here in these United States, the place on planet Earth where more missions are supported than any other country, the place that has enshrined, not in a mocking way, the way the Soviet Constitution did, or the Chinese Constitution does today, but has enshrined faith and belief and exercise in it in a way no other country has successfully integrated. There's a reason that that has yielded success, and that has yielded prosperity. It works within the natural order. If you throw out the Judeo-Christian ethic, how do you expect in the classroom to not stop kids from cheating?
Exactly.
How do you expect in the classroom to not stop kids from stealing, from lying, from harming each other? This idea that government can substitute its own vision, its own priorities, its own rules, when government doesn't have near the understanding, the knowledge, or the power of the creator of the very universe. The sad thing here is that the people that want to worship government are picking perhaps the most pitiful alternative. At least if you just looked up and said, oh, the moon, there you go. Well, at least the moon isn't going to be able to harm you the way worship of government can.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that what this government has caused people to do, which is really ultimately more scarier than anything else, and that is to violate the truth. You know, to exchange
exactly right.
the truth for a lie. And that's at the core of all this. I mean, to such a degree, you know, like you were talking about this past week, that you've got a black Republican who is branded as a white supremacist. I mean, this is the kind of idiocy and the deception that is so, I mean, it's laughable, but it's also scary. Scary in as much as that this is what's injected into the culture, into the minds of the people, to get them to think that the circle is square.
Let's remember, Martin Luther King was the Reverend Martin Luther King, and he appealed to the founders' intentions and faith as a basis for understanding the equality of all human beings. Our Creator doesn't have a favorite skin color. He doesn't have a favorite gender. He wants every single person to come to him, and he treats each and every person as an individual. What Martin Luther King said was, when government doesn't do that, it is denouncing and defying the principles that our Declaration of Independence recognized and the operation of our Constitution. Guess what? It's now the 21st century, and the new God as government is saying, no, we can pick, and there are favored racial groups and their disfavored racial groups. It was wrong, as I've often said, it was wrong in the past to mistreat people on the basis of their race, but it wasn't wrong because those people were black. It is wrong because they were citizens of these United States, predicated on the idea that every citizen was going to be equal in the eyes of the law, in the same way that every person, every human being, is equal in the eyes of God.
Exactly. Made in the image of God. When you pause and you consider that, regardless of color of skin, where you came from, as one theologian said, understanding that, he says, I've never met a mere mortal.
That's a great idea.
Don't you love that?
That's an amazing idea. I do. I absolutely do. And I think Americans are waking up to it. The incongruity of this whole idea of a substitution of values, of a substitution of principles, of a denial. We're all going to climb up to the fourth story, and we're all going to, after drinking our Kool-Aid, we're going to jump. It is going to have disastrous results, not unlike what we've been experiencing so far.
Exactly. And it's built into the cake. It really is. I mean, just like the law of gravity, like you're saying, Horace, the violation of these of the moral code and just universal principles, you violate those and you're going to pay the price. And we're doing it now, whether it's, you know, open borders, you know, mismanaging the resources that we have, that one moment we can be energy independent. Next time, you know, you turn around and now we're enslaved to the very people that don't like us. I mean, on and on. I mean, the insanity of this current regime and this current form of government and this progressive movement. People need to wake up in a very dramatic way, in an instantaneous way. I'd say maybe this might be, in addition to Jesus as the greatest gift that God has ever given his creation, maybe this could be the second one, is that we would have a reawakening to understand that God the Father loves you, he cares about you, and that there is, as you know, in your heart of hearts, there is a better way. And what's being demonstrated right now is not it.
Well, I am optimistic about the new year.
Amen.
I think this arrival of Christmas, where we recognize the most amazing gift that God has ever given, gives us hope and gives us an expectation that we can restore our country to the kind of place where we are literally a city on a hill.
Amen. Horace Cooper, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, my friend. Take care.
You too.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 cases in the United States reached a pandemic record this week of 265,000 plus cases a day on average. It should be noted deaths and hospitalizations are not keeping pace. A jury found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty on 5 of 6 counts related to her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of minor girls. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
A unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein.
Maxwell attorney Bobby Sternheim, after the verdict was read Wednesday evening.
We believe in Ghislaine's innocence. Obviously, we are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started working on the appeal, and we are confident that she will be vindicated.
USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're ready to open the books with Adam Angieski, who joins us now, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to keep an update on what's going on. I mean, a lot of money is about ready, even more so, flying around out of our treasury. What's the government up to now?
So I just think at every level, it's a target-rich environment to give the government oversight. We broke a story last week that last year, incredibly, on all of the safe vaccines, the federal government paid out $250 million to those people injured or who had died from vaccine. These are the normal vaccines. These are the vaccines for influenza, for measles, mumps, chicken pox, you know, all the stuff that kids are mandated to get their vaccines to go to school and everything else, everything that's safe. And the feds admitted, and the claims were proven beyond a reasonable doubt, that these vaccines injured or killed people, and $250 million was paid out last year. However, on the fiscal year that ended September 30th of this year, $0 were paid out on the COVID vaccine. I guess that's the super safe one.
Yeah, although it's interesting, even according to VAERS, I think the number is up to 17,000, and we understand rather suspiciously that those numbers could be tapped down, but 17,000 people who have died post-COVID vaccination, and doctor, I think Dr. Rick Cole is the one who did a video on this, Adam, and he said that suspiciously, because, you know, in medicine, the key is, hey, show me the autopsy. And it was quite revealing when he, you know, it's actually Dr. Ryan Cole, and he said suspiciously, and this was when they were at 16,000, there had only been one autopsy done on people who had died post-COVID vaccination. I mean, that's just ludicrous. And in the world of science and medicine, this is unconscionable. So this just adds to the politicization of, you know, this whole pandemic that we're all dealing with, and people are wondering, you know, what's going on. And then now the other thing that came out recently, speaking of which, is the CDC had to address the natural immunity, that somehow there's like a, what, 140 million people who are naturally immune. Uh-oh. Now, what does that mean? Now, they've been tapping down all the studies there as to how long it'll last. You know, I can tell you for myself, because I'm like my own human experiment, having gotten COVID back in March, I just did a battery of tests, and my T-cell immunity and everything as strong as ever. And my doctor, who has been monitoring this with me, has been very, very persistent about saying, don't take any medicine you don't need. Right now, absolutely, your immunity is strong. And so I go, okay, if this is the case for me at my age, what is it for others in our country who have contacted COVID and are naturally immune? But we're not hearing any information on that matter. So that's incredible.
So let's just unpack what you talked about in terms of VARS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Reporting System. Okay, that's the one that's self-reported, where people self-report or families self-report to the federal website. And you're exactly right. That has 16 to 17,000 family-reported cases of deaths that they attribute on a self-reported basis to the vaccine. Now, over 5,300 of those deaths are attributed on the day of the vaccine, the next day or the day after. So a third of those are recent deaths after somebody got vaccinated. Now, incredibly, there's only been 53 death claims to the federal payout website for COVID vaccine injuries and deaths. So 53 deaths of cases even reported. And that's because we delved into this. The rules still are super strict for the COVID vaccine versus a normal vaccine. So if you claim to have been injured or died because of the COVID-19 vaccine, you only have a year to file the claim. Normally, you have 3 years to file the claim. If you claim that you've been injured by the COVID vaccine, you're on your own. The fund will not cover your lawyer's fees. That differs from the normal fund that will cover your lawyer's fees. And the third thing is, if you're a child and if you've been injured or die of the COVID vaccine, there's relatively little money there for you. Let's break this down. So if you die, there's $370,000 if you can prove it. So if a child dies, they would get $370,000 the family. But if they're injured, they don't have a job, and the COVID side of things has no payout for you know, things like you know, for if you're
loss
if you
of
don't
work
lose
or,
wages,
yeah, away from you.
Correct. If you don't lose wages, there's no payout. So kids aren't employed.
Right.
There's no payout if you're just injured.
So what happened for somebody who's unemployed? I guess it's a projected loss
not,
of wage.
You can get up to $50,000 for 7 years if you can prove that you were injured by the COVID vaccine and can't work. So if you're unemployed, you have no. I don't think you probably have a cause. Here's the phrase that I was looking for if you're a child. There's no payout for pain and suffering and emotional distress. And that differs from the normal vaccine fund, where there is payout for pain, suffering, and emotional distress. So things are a lot tighter on the COVID side. A lot tighter. And this is by design.
Mm-hmm. And this is what people are waking up to and realizing, that this is exactly as you said, Adam. This is by design.
Yes. Well, think about this. The president, President Biden, wants to pay out up to $450,000 per illegal. Mm-hmm. But if you die of the COVID vaccine, the maximum payout is $370,000. There's only 53 cases. On the self-reported side, there's up to 17,000. And the rules are very strict for payout. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah. Well, the fact that there's only 53, I mean, of course, we don't hear any ads. If you have suffered death as a result of COVID, go to this website. But we hear all kinds of ads about being vaccinated, not to mention the fact that you say the rules are very strict and they're doing everything they can to dissuade people from exercising, you know, their civic right.
Well, exactly. And can you believe, I mean, last year, 246.9 million dollars was paid out of the federal vaccine fund to people who proved, and it's very, very difficult to get your claim through. They proved they were injured or died from a vaccine in this country. So look, this is why vaccine mandates are a bad idea. Everybody has to make a decision whether or not they want to be vaccinated or not and what the risks are to them based on their own personal profile. And that's what we call good medicine. As you and I have talked before, Bill, if you're unvaccinated, have caught COVID and have beat it, your blood is very valuable. They're paying up to $800,000. I'm sorry, up to $800 per blood draw because they need your blood to make the antibody serum that helps people recover from COVID.
Exactly. Well, and you know, that's the part that makes sense. The other stuff, again, you know, we hear so little about that because there's not, you know, we don't hear any ads or any promotion for people's blood and people who are naturally immune. Not to mention the fact that you know, we're getting very little studies, and you know, shockingly, we heard something, you know, from the CDC finally over the weekend that. You know, this needs to be considered. But boy, man, as soon as they said it, they, you know, in typical political form and fashion, they tapped that down really quick, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible. I mean, Operation Warp Speed was amazing. They came out with this vaccine very, very quickly. You know, it's, you know, the United States against this pandemic is holding up very well now versus the rest of the world. And, you know, they just can't be honest as people exercise freedom and liberty to make their own choices. I mean, what is it with this government trying to control every facet of our lives?
Well, it's an attack on our constitutional rights, everything that has to do with the Constitution and our founding. This is what, you know, the Marxists, Black Lives Matter, and we all have to realize these antithetical forces that are coming at us. And we keep trying to give them, you know, a lot of space and grace and say, no, you know, those talking heads, they don't know what they're talking about. All you got to do is look at the fruit of their policy. And, you know, and as you start to connect the dots, it becomes quite obvious what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring this country to its knees, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why we, the people, need to fight back. We've got more from Adam Andrzejewski after this. Stay with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, we're so grateful for Adam Andrzejewski for opening up the books and telling it like it is. I mean, it's no wonder that President Biden's polling numbers continue to plummet because it's that old story. You know, what are you going to believe? What's in your pocketbook, or I should say, what's missing out of your pocketbook or your lying eyes? Well, it's becoming so obvious that, say whatever you want to say, but the level of competency or lack of competency of this government led by Joe Biden is so questionable at every turn. And here we are around the corner, Adam, from Thanksgiving, which will probably say, analysts are saying that this will probably be the most expensive Thanksgiving that we have experienced in decades.
Well, the price of gas in Illinois, we're based in Illinois, it is the Super Bowl of corruption, but the price of a gallon of gas is more than double over the course of just the past 12 months. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, and you think about everyday Americans that this hits so severely, especially those that are, you know, living from paycheck to paycheck anyway. And, you know, where you could fill your gas tank with, you know, $40, now it's approximating $100 every time you go to the gas tank. I mean, that's very painful. And people aren't probably even filling up anymore. They're probably just saying, okay, get me to a half tank or something just in order to, you know, and hopefully most of the roads leading to grandma's house this Thanksgiving are downhill that I can put it in neutral and conserve on gasoline usage, you know?
Well, I can't even get a full tank of gas on $100 anymore, which is pretty incredible. So last year, a friend of mine took a picture on November 10th of 2020, right after the election, and gas was $1.70 a gallon here in Illinois. Today, I'm filling up for over $3.65, $3.70 a gallon. So it's more than doubled just in 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there's, having been born and raised in California, I'm based in Florida these days, and a friend sent me a picture of one of the gas tanks over $7 a gallon, Adam.
Huh.
It's disgusting. And I think Joe Biden the other day quoted, saying about $4.60. So somewhere between $4.60, $7 in California gas prices. And so there's a lot of pain out there. And meanwhile, our government is looking for new ways to spend more money. They keep chasing windmills here like a drunken Don Quixote.
and the waste continues to abound. Normally, you report to us on the waste of the week. What do you got up your sleeve this time?
So, outgoing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, his hatred of Trump will cost New York taxpayers $30 million. So he wanted to remove President Donald Trump's name from all city property. As Eric Trump put it, New York's being overrun by crime and homelessness, and people are fleeing in record numbers. Yet de Blasio is using $30 million of taxpayer money to sell political scores. He took away the on the Woolman ice rink. He took the Trump management of that off. The price went up from $94 for a family of four to $109 for a family of four. And then on the golf course, Trump had a 13 years to go on his contract. So de Blasio was determined to kick the Trump organization off the golf course and end that contract early. Even the comptroller of New York, Scott Stringer, and the Bronx borough president, Ruben Diaz Jr., they're both Democrats, both residents, and they objected to this decision.
You know, and the thing is like you said, because of the hatred of Donald Trump, I mean, when you think about what this president did, you know, for this country in 4 years, what he could have done, Adam, had there been just a little bit of cooperation. But the resistance of the Democratic Party and those like de Blasio cost our country so much money. Could you imagine what our GDP could have risen if there'd just been a little bit of cooperation? But no, see, this is what makes politics so ugly and why more and more Americans are trying to distance themselves. They just don't want to be involved anymore because it's dirty, it's cumbersome, it's unfulfilling, it's destructive. I mean, and this is where politics is today, that we've become a two-party nation, sadly, and hopefully, God, we could only hope that maybe somehow our country might be able to, you know, find some gratitude and thanksgiving this holiday weekend, that maybe we could get, beyond some of this insanity. What do you think?
Well, Trump was the only guy standing in the way of what two parties, their grand plan and vision for how to tie this country up and constrict civil liberty in this country and make it in the socialist Marxist way that we see unfolding in Democratic policy today. He was the only guy from the outside that could stand up to both parties, and he did. And the reason they went after him so hard and continue to do so is because they really want you. He's just the guy standing in the way.
Exactly. Just like the rest of the world and the rest of the communists want America and our Constitution and our love for freedom is standing in the way. Same thing, right?
Yeah. Now, that said, Trump needs to get some personal discipline. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you have to take fault with everything else, and that's the trick, right? I mean,
right.
I don't like the personal carriage.
Yes. No, I agree, and this is the challenge that Republicans will have come 2024, is can they find somebody with the passion of Donald Trump, but maybe with some charm of Ron DeSantis? And I don't know if we can find, you know, that that proper fit, although, you know, overall, the Republican Party, as they demonstrated in the 2016, you know, primaries, is they got a deep bench. They've got a lot of talent. But when you've got a figure like Donald Trump, as strong as as strong a character as he is, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to overcome. And I don't know that Donald Trump has it within himself. And it's not even so much himself as much as the narrative that's presented about him. I wrote an article, several months back, even before the elections, who told you to hate Trump? And, you know, the media, they have castigated him in such a way, social media at every turn, others have maligned this man, and we're all worthy of being maligned. Nobody is perfect, but I think most Americans would agree with the results that a businessman, a true chief executive officer, what he brought to the government and the opportunity that could have been had there been some cooperation. But politics being what it is, it's nasty. And it's nasty and debilitating, and this is what we're dealing with. And so it's up to the hearts of the American people. If the hearts of the American people, you know, can change as well and elect people into office and hold these people accountable in much the same way that they're doing right now, and they have been doing in Virginia on these school boards. I mean, look what's happening, Adam. A lot of these schools now, I think there's up to 10 now, 10 schools that are disassociating themselves from, you know, this national school union, because they don't believe in CRT, and they don't believe in what they're in, how they're representing the unions, the teachers, against the families, you know.
Well, 12 states have actually disassociated themselves from the National Association of School Boards. The National Association of School Boards, they take every single year about $20 million at taxpayer expense, because what they do is they charge very hefty 4- and 5-figure dues to school districts across the country to be a quote-unquote member of this National Association of School Boards. And then they turned around and wrote this terrible letter and participated in what looks to be a conspiracy to sic the FBI on parents at school board meetings. I mean, our tax dollars being recycled and laundered back into this.
Don't you love that? That it's our tax dollars being used against us. But see, this is what politics has done. Is time and again they find a way to get into the treasury and use our money to come after us. I mean, it's endless, and it happens at every turn. It's been happening, you know, with the political prisoners that we have in jail, and many of them still in solitary confinement, Adam. And this is at our expense. I mean, everyday citizens that people want to insist was, you know, that was this great insurrection. I mean, this is an overstatement. As one person said, if this was an insurrection, this is the worst insurrection that anybody could have ever planned.
Well, you know, most insurrections are at the ballot box. Think of who the voters in California are electing as their controller, the state's top financial officer. Her name is Betty Yee. And, Bill, you know, we filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the line-by-line spending in the state of California with the controller, Betty Yee. She rejected it. She said, incredibly, she couldn't locate any of the 50 million payments she made last year. But here's what I want to call special attention to in our lawsuit. She has said in court filings, official court filings, quote, in order to produce checkbook level data as requested, our staff would need to manually review an estimated 50 million transactions. Now, A, no one believes in the electronic age, the state that houses Silicon Valley, that you have to manually go through 50 million transactions. But here's the next one, and this is so important for today's conversation. The public interest is served by not disclosing the requested records and data, which clearly outweighs the public interest in disclosure. As such, the comptroller's office is relieved of any obligation to produce the requested records. So do we have a representative republic if the representatives get to hide all the transactions from the people and claim it's for our own good?
It's so ludicrous. It's going to hurt you more than it hurts me, Adam. How often did we hear that, right?
Again, you can't make it up.
Well, you know, this is the deal with the twisted reasoning of political figures. I mean, this is why I keep saying, boy, if Will Rogers lived at this time, I mean, he would just, it would just be an endless line of one-liners of satire targeted at these knuckleheads. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And they say this with a straight face. That's the thing. It's just really...
You're in court.
Yeah, you're embarrassed for them, you know. You can't handle it, so we'll just be embarrassed for you. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. Thank you, Adam.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.